Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. The date today is the 29th of Shawwal 1446. Inshallah, in this program, we'll be discussing the Ijtima with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahab, I just saw the first Ijtima started in 1941, November the 30th, and that was in Mewat, where 25,000 attendees came. Mufti Sahab, our Ijtima here in South Africa, feedback.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Shawwal 1446. A few announcements. Number one is we in South Africa, Southern Africa, many other countries, we have to scan the sky tonight after Maghrib. Is 20-hour moon. So it's 50-50, maybe it's sighted, maybe not sighted. So whatever it is, we have to fulfill our duty with beauty. And remember, Zulqa'dah is one of the four sacred months. So therefore, great importance attached to it. So we all should try tonight to scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. And whatever happens, then contact your local ulama, and then inshallah in Q&A we will announce it, that what has happened and so forth and so on. Whether tonight is the first of Zulqa'dah and tomorrow first Zulqa'dah Tuesday, or will it be Wednesday. As far as Saudi Arabia and most of the countries that will follow them, because it is 20-hour moon, day it will be 19-hour moon. So definitely tomorrow is the first, because today for them is 30th. They had that phantom sighting by the moon samis and so forth and so on. So anyway, tomorrow first that we can understand by 19-hour moon and 18-hour moon. But anyway, that's for Shawwal moon, that was really crazy, 3-4 hours moon and so forth, definitely no sighting. And therefore, many Arab countries also rejected it and so forth. Anyway, that's history now. Second announcement, very important. We know today the Ijtima is ending. So yeah, in Johannesburg, in Shaft 17 and so forth. So the 9:30, say in an hour's time plus minus, the Hidayat talk will start, and the final dua will be at 11 o'clock. And for those brothers who want to participate, so you can still go, you got enough time here in the neighboring towns and so forth, for the final dua at 11 o'clock and so forth. I won't be going because we have other programs and so forth. But I was there for 3 days, I'll explain to you just now. And thereafter, 12 o'clock, according to the message we receive, will be lunch, will be served, and then the Zohar Salat, and then the brothers will be dispersing in different directions. I met brothers from overseas, Sierra Leone, Somalia, and many other countries, you know. And mashallah, within South Africa, people from Cape Town, Durban, and various other places. So it was a wonderful, wonderful Ijtima and so forth. So the first one, what was the date you gave them, Zahid? 1941, which month ended?
The first Ijtima took place in 1941, November the 30th.
End of November, mashallah, in Mewat. Now if you just go and study, every one of you should study the work of Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miam, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi, the Ustad also. He gave me permission of hadith in writing. I have it there somewhere. So anyway, you must remember that he wrote the book in Urdu, it is in Arabic, English, and various languages. The life and mission of Mawlana Ilyas, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So every person should be reading that. He started the work, remember, in 1926, you see, 100 years ago. This work, what we call nowadays Dawat Tabligh. And I told you last week also, people can disagree with me, I got no problem. But according to me, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu was a mujaddid, remember that. Allah Ta'ala selected him to bring about the revival throughout the world, remember this. I mean, you just take South Africa. Ijtima was not on a Friday. It started Saturday, Sunday, and it's ending today. But you see the crowd and so forth. And people from all walks of life, rich and poor, and what a wonderful, wonderful, you understand, feeling, atmosphere there, and so forth. We'll come to that just now. So then you see, after 15 years, they have the first Ijtima. And how many? 25,000 people attended. Yeah. So I mean that for Mewat and that for the people of Delhi and surroundings. A very big crowd, you must remember that. And his love for Almighty Allah, love for Nabi alayhi salam, fikr for the deen of Islam. And he went to senior ulama and took their approval and so forth and so on. So the work of Dawat Tabligh, we will say, is the best work in the world. Yes, you get some workers, they make mistakes or they do certain things. So you can't blame the whole work now, because otherwise every Darulum, every Khanka, we ourselves also. So you must remember, we have our own shortcomings. So you can't say that everybody is bad in a Darulum because of one, two students, what they did, or in the Khanka, what one, two Murids did, or whatever like that. So we need to be very fair when we make our assessment and evaluation, and so forth and so on. So that is it. Then you come to South Africa, by Padia, Nawwarallahu Rahimahullah. So he went for Hajj in 62, 63, and there he met, you understand, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab and the elders of Nizamuddin, and then his wife, she had her mahram and everybody, son-in-law, a brother, or whoever. So she came back to South Africa. Paimota went there to Nizamuddin to learn the work. And the first Ijtima took place in 66 in South Africa. And Alhamdulillah, I sent it out to thousands of people. And more are requesting it. That is courtesy of our Haji Bhai Abdul Samad Chauhan. Long time ago, I asked him. So maybe he heard that Thursday we're going to discuss Ijtima. So Thursday morning, he sent me the whole list, you know. So that was very, very good. Allah Ta'ala reward him. And we sent it out here. So let me explain to you what happened this week here. You know, every Friday, I go to different venues. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And you met the brother Ahmed Abdi from Somaliland. So he arranges everywhere, you see. So this Friday, they passed, we were in Masjid Ibrahim. Now let me explain to you who is Ibrahim and what's the story. Ibrahim's registered name now is Ibrahim Good. So I have my cousin here in Lens also, my adopted brother, Muhammad Iqbal Ghur. But when they register, they make mistakes, so they left it as D. Instead of R, it became D. So it became Muhammad Iqbal Ghur. So same thing happened with Ibrahim and them. Even lunchtime, I told him, where in a Memon you come with Ghur surname? Say, no, that is Ghur. Understand? G-H-O-O-R. But they make mistake, it became good. So we just left it like that. So his actual name and so surname is what? Ibrahim Ghur, right? So he built this masjid there. So you must remember, you can call it, you must remember, Robertsham or South Dale or whatever they call it. What they call it? South Dale or whatever. So anyway, so then, and then he named the masjid after himself. I asked him, why Masjid Ibrahim? He said, my name. He said, oh, very good. So now it was a church and mashallah, beautiful masjid. And it gets packed, you must remember, on Fridays and so forth. Many a time they invite me. So you should also go there. Just tell Ahmad Abdi and forever they're looking for speakers and so forth, you know. So mashallah, so you can go in. From here today, half an hour, 20 minutes, just depending on the traffic, half an hour maximum. So like that, mashallah, then you can deliver lectures there. So my topic was last week, Friday, the importance of Dawat and Tabligh in the light of Quran, Sunnah and Sahaba and all that. So we explained all that and invited everybody go there to the Ijtima and so forth. So then I made a joke, you know, one to joke I have to make. I said, brothers, that Saturday there's a big match taking place there in FNB Stadium. So make sure you make the right turn towards the Ijtima, not left turn towards the stadium, you see. I believe Chiefs or Pirates or somebody is playing. I think somebody told me it was Chiefs. I said Pirates maybe, you understand. So whatever it is, so then, so Alhamdulillah, so that all happened. Then whenever I go there, then we go to their place there. We have nice Akni. I tell him, Bairi ke chuj, ma ke chuj, ke ma ke Akni khape. You see, they proper Mehmans, they were family also, his mother and they were my family. So I spoke to them also over the phone long time ago. So anyway, to find out how we are connected and so forth. Anyway, cut long story short, so then we go there and we have a nice, healthy, hearty lunch, you see. Then he is telling me that, you know, the Ijtima, this is happening and this, and he put up a new hotel and so forth and so on. So he's telling me, you want to go and see? I say, of course, I want to go and see. You understood? So it's Nani's Fatiha. You know Nani's Fatiha. If somebody tell you and you got the time, that come do this and that, you know. So it's not only to do with money. Like there's no money involved. But just for interest sake, Allah sabili istitla. So you come to know what's really happening. I said, fine. Then Haji Ahmad Abdi said that, no, he has to catch a flight. He's going to Durban. So I said, you don't worry. After lunch, you carry on. And I'll make my way home. You understand? There'll be a lot of people there and all that to come to Lens. So we first went there to the hotel, boutique hotel. And anybody wants to go there, make booking and so forth. I believe till yesterday, 70 rooms were occupied. It's 90 rooms, you know. So we're promoting that also, mashallah, for people, for the Ijtima. And for, you know, Muslims, we always want a Muslim environment, you know, where there's no alcohol and all those undadandas and upside down things and all. So we went there. He's not on par, but he's very similar to Qurtuba. You know Qurtuba? The Yaz is now many years in operation. I don't know exactly, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is. But it's similar to that because it's something new. So they got so wonderful facilities. They got a musalla, they got big halls there. You know, people want to have nikah and wedding and das and lots of functions and whatever. So rather have a day in some upside down hall where they got all this haram alcohol and wine and swine and whatever. So all these kind of things there, you see. So then he showed me that everything, showed me one room and whatever. So very good. So all that was finished. Then I told him, open the musalla, I want to see. Musalla Zubair, you see. So his name is Ibrahim, then his brother is Ridwan, and then Zubair, E-R-Z. So the father, I know him very well, mashallah. Father is a very humble man. He don't use all these fancy smartphones. He still got that Nokia. You know, that old ones and all that. No WhatsApp and all that. So anyway, so I just speak with him in Memon and that because I enjoy it with him, you know. So it's nice then. From there, he said, come, we go Ijtima. I said, very, let's go. Then I understood. So I said, but this place you brought me before. He said, yeah, but that is the Ijtima. You know? I said, oh. So they call it Shaf 17. Now, for your information, Mozaid and the listeners of workers, the Shaf 17, Mandela was also hiding there once upon a time. So in this history, you know. So Shaft, you see. So whether it was Mandela or other politicians, but that's what I heard, even Mandela was hiding there. And so you know, under apartheid and all these stories. So there's a lot of history there. It's a big, massive land. And it's got the orphanage there and all that. Very nice. I saw all that the previous time. When I entered there, then I knew that this Ijtima would be very, very big, you know. He took me there to the epicenter, like, you know, what they call, from where the operation start and all that, you know. And he said, we got this, we got this, we got this. There's still a lot of work left. This is Friday afternoon now. Ijtima hasn't started. So I told him, but you know, then in the rooms, I told him one thing, the hotel. I said, Ibrahimba, you must put one board there for every room, which direction is Qibla. Otherwise, there is guests going to come, then everyone is going to phone you. We have to read Salat. We don't know which way is Qibla. And they said, yeah, we got it ready. I forgot. I must tell them. Because he got other one thing on his head now. One is his business. One is the hotels now. And one is the Ishtima. And so forth. The way his phone was ringing also. So cut long story short, it took me to all the sites. Like, this is the main tent. This is the feeding tent. And this is where the elders will be staying. That is the guest, like, you know. They will stay there in the, where they got the orphanage and so forth and so on, like that. So he showed me the whole thing. So then we had tea and all that there. So I told him, Ibrahim, but now me, I have to move it up, you know, because I have to sleep. And I didn't realize by the time I come here, there will be no time to sleep and all that because of traffic and dust and all. So then he got his driver and all of them, and mashallah, they got, you know, bodyguards and guns and all that. So they, one guy is driver, other guy is driver. So they came and they took me. So they asked me, Master, where you stay? I say, they Lanesia. But they were not very sure. So I was one guy, white guy, you know. So I tell him, see, you know Soweto Highway. Just go there and I'll show you what to do. Kimberley, Bloemfontein, all that. By the time I reached here, it was up past 4. You know, the quarter to 5 is Azan, 5 o'clock is Jamaat. So no time to sleep, and I was catching fish, like I was so tired, you know. So that happened on Friday. Then we invited again the people Saturday and said everybody should go. So now, you know, Tuesday night I have tafsir here in the masjid, Jami Masjid, with Allah's help for over 20 years now. So this one family, originally from India, so they come, the father and 3 sons, sometimes 2 sons. So the one son is Sufyan. I get on very well with him. Like when Muhammad Khan isn't here to pick me up for Salat, then I phone Sufyan by. I say, come pick me up for Salat. Like this morning also, I went with him for Fajr. And so then I told him, when you all leaving? He said, no, we'll leave Saturday Asr time. I said, yeah, that suits me fine. So we left. But that traffic and all. So we didn't make it from Maghrib there with the main Jamaat. We had to make our own Jamaat and all that. In fact, I met Mufti Aku there when we entered. So then we entered there, I told him, Mufti Sahib, you read Salat? He said, no. I said, come, you the Imam. And before that, you know, with the shuttle, so another student also of mine in Tafsir said, Mufti Sahib, just wait here. I organize a shuttle for you. He phoned his son. He said, come here. Mufti Sahib is here. Quick, quick, come on. So in 1 minute, 2 minutes, they were there and they put us in the shuttle and took us all. So Alhamdulillah, all barakat of the Quran, Tafsir and that. So this is now Saturday. Then when we reach there, then Maulana Ismail Qudrawala, he been before to South Africa, maybe 2-3 times, but definitely I know he's been before. So, cut long story short, so then, you know, that his portion, he speaks and then Maulana Qattani translates. He was finishing. Then Maulana Qattani started, Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli, so I said, Alhamdulillah, we didn't miss anything, you see. So the first part was about intention and this and all that. So I like the one, two things I liked about Maulana Ismail Qudrawala. Now in South Africa and that, people don't understand Urdu generally. You understand? Our ulama also who studied in South Africa, majority of them, they can't speak Urdu in a lecture form. Tell them, give lecture for 15 minutes in Urdu, the Urdu will break. You understand? I mean, let us be honest about this. You understand? So it's very cut you. I always tell you, understand? You put Urdu, the writing, speaking, just give lecture, or we finish, you understand? So it's very easy Urdu he was speaking. And yeah, and they put in Gujarati words and that. So that was one thing I liked that he used. Sometimes they use such high language. One day, Qari Tayyab Sahib came to Karachi while we were there. So they told him, give Jumma lecture. Now, Qari Tayyab Sahib is an ilmi person, you know. He started and he gave us Urdu terminology, Arabic. So one person stood up, he said, Maulvi Sahab, it's better you keep quiet now, you're wasting our time. We don't know which language you're also speaking. And there was Dammal in the masjid, you understand? Hazrat Binduri got so cross and angry. And all. But it's true. That's why I used to love the lectures of Muhammad Shaul Tanvi. He was an orator, but he knew ifham and tafheem. He knew how to come down to the level of the public. Hazrat Binduri was much greater than Maulvi Shaul, but he's not a person who would lecture. Now, hey, just speak one way, you understood? And there's all ilmi thing. What the awam understand? You understood? So very few people in Awam could take benefit from Hazrat Allama. He wasn't a lecturer. He was a muhaddith and a muhaddith and all that. So you get people in different fields. So then, and Muqattani, mashallah, I must say, very good translation. Although, when I meet him, I'll tell him, you know, Maulana, when the guest speak for 15 minutes, you must speak for 10 minutes. What you want to speak full length? Just summarize it, you understood? Now we're just talking there, catching fish there and all that. Because we know both languages now. So now we either going to listen to the Urdu, then English, then we'll make our own bayan, then we'll talk. And so if you make it like that, I think person will be better like that. Even last night, Maulana was saying, bejao, please. Because you know why? That when he's speaking, people are moving around and this, or Muqattani is speaking and this and all. So one thing he said nice, which I like, that is now Saturday night. He said, today we are walking the path of no entry. Meaning, we involved in so many haram things, the ummah at large, we ourselves also, you see. So he said, you must make reverse gear. Make reverse gear, leave all that haram and go on the entry path. You must go on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. So nice, easy example for people to understand, you know. And then yesterday also, it was very similar, that how we can get chain and peace and tranquility. So I heard both his bayan, you understood. So that was Saturday night and last night, Sunday night, mashallah. So today I won't be going because of my own programs and all. So the crowd, I met Ibrahim there, Ibrahim Gur. He told me personally Saturday night. He said there are 4,000 cars parked inside, 5,000 cars outside. So I just made my own calculation. I told him, Ba, that means you got a crowd of more than 20,000 people. He said, 100%. Last night, the crowd, Sunday night, was bigger than Saturday night. Mm. So, over 25,000 people. Now, you see, this is the miracle, karamat of Tabligh Jamaat. Haji Bhai Padia used to say very nicely, he said, there's no hiring, there's no firing, there's no retiring. So everybody welcome, just come. We're not asking you for anything, just come. You see? And why? Now you find the African, you find the Indian, you will find the white, you will find the Arab, all sit together, all eat together, read Salat together, cry together, all that. But, and the shopping and the tuck shop is the busiest. You understood? So yesterday when we were leaving, so I don't go tuck shop and all these kind of things. So that I don't get mixed up there. First of all, I don't have money for that also, you see. I go with money, I put there inside. You understood that, you know? For the food, I don't go eat there, but I just put myself from our side a little bit, you understand? You know, you give 100 rand also, it's a big thing. Why? Because millions, people spend millions. Does Ibrahim spend millions for this istima? Let me tell you that. So his own personal wealth, you understood? So anyway, now our 100 rand, 5 rand, 3 rand is also in the mix, like, you understood, like that. So when we're coming out, Sufyan said, ye khana acha, mujhara khana le le. So I said, you go, I'm going with your brother to the car. Understood? You see, they put the tuck shop right by the entrance. So when you enter also, that aroma comes to you. When you're leaving also, the aroma comes. Hmm. So you see, in Mehman we got one word, angry mecharvoy. The fingers are itching to spend now. See, yeah, let me just go check there by the wall, what's by the tuck shop. And then they got all the other things there and all that. So like that it is. So nowhere in the world is istima and the tuck shop is open all the time among like South Africa. They're very strict. Even he made ishara. He said you must close all these things there. Bayan time. And who's no lesson? They leave it open, understood. But anyway, the thing that I really loved of the istima, you see the generations, the dada, the father, the son, the grandson, all walking, coming in. Understood, and so forth. And we read Maghrib Salat there with Jamaat last night, you know. So imagine you standing there, like 20,000 people, 25,000 people, and we're all reading Salat together. It's a wonderful atmosphere, you know. So anyway, so my message to one and all, 11 o'clock is Dua today, and 9:30 will be the Hidayat Bayan, that will be the last, and then the Jamaat will go out. My message to one and all will be, we all must get involved with the Tabligh Jamaat, in whichever way. What we're doing now, give everybody tarheeb. So that also is good. that you get involved in a ta'lim, very good. You go out, kashf all that, very good, you see. You go out 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, whatever, very good, like that, and so forth. But two things, we must allow, that is what we say, all the masjids must allow all the jamaats that come. And put your conditions, that they must just stick to 6 points, this, that, they must speak to the imam, speak to the trustee, and not just come stand up and start giving bayan and all that. They must be proper, you understand, to our duty with beauty. And second one is this, that we all must know that this work started in 1926, is 100 years now Islamically. We all know about the split. But if we're going to just say we're not going to allow people and so forth, so remember, tomorrow we can be held guilty in the court of Allah. People wanted to come to our masjid and we said no. So we should think about these issues properly. But you see, our personal agenda, that takes hold of us and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala have mercy. Allah bless the Tabligh Jamaat. I always am for it. I say the best Jamaat in the whole world in the past 100 years. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala reward all the elders and everybody else who started this work, you know. So inshallah. So you can announce what is going to take place now. I'm finished, inshallah.
We say Jazakumullah Khairan to Mufti Saf and to all our listeners. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairah. Next we go for the news with Brother Suleiman Yasop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.